Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
So, hello everyone, it's a special end of season, Red News Podcast 307. So this is actually done before 305 and 306, but 305's the game against Forest. 306 going to be the, if you haven't listened to it, which I haven't even done it yet, is Dan Williamson, If I Haven't Seen Such Riches, the 1991 book that is coming out now. And now we reflect on the season. So, we were here, roughly, give or take 200 yards. Me, Hooky, Phil, feeling we'd come back. Phil had had a hell of a trip. Taken me, woke up at 5. I got back at midnight to then get the train up the next morning here. And it was a fucking such a, you know, like you try and have gallows humour, but it was utterly shit. And you just thought, maybe it'll get better. Please let Amarin be the one. Me and Nathan then started the season feeling confident. We said we'd finish top six, but maybe we could have a chance of Champions League. The confidence was because of the signings more than the man. Keep saying don't want to kick a man when he's down, but the Amarin, every day you go further from him, it looks an absolute bigger disaster. None so bigger than Kobe Manu's form. What the fuck were you doing, man? So I'm going to go to Hooky first. What a difference a year makes.
What a difference a year makes, yeah. Really pleased with the second half of the season. I mean, I thought we'd finish sixth, given the players that we had. I was a big supporter of Amarin, unlike some people, but I think it changed at Brentford away. Brentford away was just, I think, for me, the lowest part of the season. And I felt then, I agreed with some other people, that maybe Amarin wasn't the man.
No, but on that note, Nick was adamant from the off. And there are people now... But there are people who are adamant against... Not the internet, because the internet is such a fucking cesspit. There are people who, I'm sure, are posting on X now about Carrick, just so they can, in 18 months, fucking flag it up going, look, I said this about him. But there are a couple of mates who've got genuine concerns. So sometimes you should listen to people who go, oh, there are worries about tactics with Carrick. You know, so there are examples that I was... Nick, how can you do this? He's only been here 6 months. But ultimately, you know, we had to listen to that devil that Nick was coming out with, because everything was proved right.
Yeah, but I think the difference with Carrick is he's got a better team around him. So I don't think it's just about Carrick.
Yeah.
I think it's about...
Well, Holland's staying
his place. Yeah. Yeah, I think all that, and Johnny Evans really, I think a bit like the team, he's picked a good group of backroom staff.
And even that Leeds twat, who I hate, you know.
Because that's a good point. I think Steve Allen's great, and I don't know what Johnny Evans and Woodgate and stuff do out there, but I think the thing is with Carrick though, is he plays people in the position that they should be played with. You're not playing Bruno, bearing in mind, he was like holding the fielder.
Yeah.
Like,
as Steve said, it's not fucking rocket science.
To be honest, what Vardy said, Bruno in his own half, get the ball, and you don't see that.
I mean,
it's common sense of putting players.
It was the Maynou thing, wasn't it, as well? Once Maynou came back, and suddenly that control we'd got, but also allowed Fernandez to move forward. And I think that made a huge difference.
But you mean, like, a couple of things from the mags and that you would have picked up on is, look, Amarin wasn't actually supposed to be that likeable, where we saw him as likeable and one of us, but he could be quite spiteful, we said, and his treatment of Manu was quite, you know, it was spiteful. And fair play, Manu last week, after Liverpool, when he scored the goal, he could have really shat on him. He could have, but he just went, when you're not playing, it does your head in. But how do you respond?
Very positive about Carrick.
Well, yeah, they all are. And Casemiro has, Fernandez today has. Yeah. What I'd like to see is going forward, though, is I want them to build on the Holland thing and get another body in. Constantly refresh and update. But the interesting thing, did you read the long read about Holland, what his influence is, where he's actually helped the likes of Delow by saying, like, sometimes, you know, temper your moments. Where Delow's had a good season. I sometimes veer into, we'll get onto this in a minute, but like the Luke Shaw stuff, it's like, oh, Luke Shaw's had an incredible season, and it is like, well, he's done his job. He's fucking been fit for once. You know, like, oh, he's been remarkable. No, he's been good, but that should be the base level of everyone going forward. You've been good. And what encourages me about going forward is, in Bremer, I haven't had particularly good 6 months, but every one of those players, bar Bruno, can get better next season. Every single one.
Hopefully.
Build on it.
Buy again.
And hopefully we get. But we need to get lucky.
Because I think the current squad, and I think he showed last in the game, whoever we played last week,
Sunderland.
I think it showed that the paucity of the squad.
Well, this is what Nathan has maintained for 2 years.
Whoever. I mean, they're just not good enough.
But when they come in, Nathan's parrot, you know, like, has been, well, what do you expect? Results will suffer if you bring, you know, Xerxe, like, ultimately, he will go some. Well, the thing Albert said last week, Woot scored for Ajax. I was like, fucking hell, Woot. That's a name from the past. And I suddenly thought, I'll hear Xerxe, and Albert will come to me and he'll go, Xerxe scored for Ajax, Dad, in 3 or 4 years. You know, like, find your level. We've got to get the players who raise the fucking level and don't, like, oh, they'll be better. They'll be in a Sunderland player. You know, we've got to find United players.
I think, to go back to your original question, though, about the season, I mean, I think once Carrick came in, the season definitely picked up. Some more exciting games, some really interesting games to, and the patterns of play, and the players seem more comfortable with what he was asking them to do. He had some great wins initially in his first couple of games, tailed off a little bit, but improved again. The disappointment for me was Leeds here, and I think that was the one where you may question his tactics, substitutions. It took him a long time.
He's a slow sub maker. That worries me a little bit.
On the flip side of that, though, I don't blame him for that at the moment, because none of these are his players. He's not signed anybody. And I think that, you know, he's got an 11 that he trusts, and it's quite clear he doesn't trust the depth of the squad. And let's be honest, who in the depth of the squad outside of the 11 do you really trust? I can't blame him for that.
To play devil's advocate, Nick.
Oh, exactly.
None of the players were Amrin signings, really. He didn't get the chance to get, you know, 2 or 3 windows. No manager's going to get. And what we must see now
we will take no defence of Amrin in this podcast. He was the fitness of his own demise.
But I don't want Carrick to choose our midfield players this summer. I'd hope we got 80% right last year, or 90%. Will we get? You'd be fucking bang on if you get that again. That's some going. But if this structure is starting to evolve, apart from Ratcliffe's a twat, then they need to make the decisions, because no manager gets to make that choice anymore. And rightly so. You can't, you know, it can't be Carrick's midfield. It's got to be this structure, is so they evolve. So, as we said, where we were always in the benefit is when Amrin eventually got sacked, those players weren't Amrin's players. So Mbeumo and Cunha would kick on with someone else, and that's what we've got to build to.
I think the other thing is that this close season, you would hope, because we're in the Champions League, there would be more players who would want to come to United. Now you're back in Europe and in the Champions League, and I think that'll make a huge difference to us. So get rid of some. And I think the goalkeeper, the goalkeeper made a huge difference, didn't he? Lamont, he made a massive difference.
The Sunderland performance, he needed, because he made a ricket against Liverpool, and it was a dirty clean sheet. And if we get 14-15 30 clean sheets next year. I'm not right, so here's the thing. What's our target next season? Just to compete again.
Treble.
I think treading water. No, but I think treading water. I think people won't like to hear this. Scab a cup, but tread water in the league.
Win something. Yeah, whatever. Win something.
And the shame of this season was we didn't even get any kind of cup run. The Grimsby, you know, Nick had someone abuse him at work because Grimsby was staying near you.
They have they've been there all day today at work, and one of the lads came rushing over and was like, oh, Grimsby Town are next door. That's flashbacks to Orcus for you, isn't it? I'm like, when will it ever end? I'm like, oh my God.
To let Sesko, you know, he's only a kid, so I'm not blaming him, but he took the last penalty, you know, where your striker should be early doors and for Amrin to be hiding. Let's say, let's move on. Phil, a year on this season.
Yeah, I can't believe we're where we are, in the sense that there was points when Amorim was in charge and I was trying to tell everyone to calm down, and we didn't expect to be sixth, and you know, six was par for us this season. Most people thought, you know, sixth, fifth, seventh, that would be about right. So when everyone was calling him whatever they were calling him, I was sort of saying, well, take a step back and think about where we thought we'd be at. So the fact that we're now sitting third.
Well, do you think there is, again, the internet madness? Where would we have finished with Amorim in charge? I maintain we'd have three-fold and it would be ninth.
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult, though, because he was always going to lose his job when he started to talk shit about things. So I think he...
Ignore that. Say that hadn't happened.
No, I think probably seventh or eighth something, I don't know.
Does anyone think we would have made top four with Amorim?
No.
3-6,
but
7-8.
Yeah, just a minute. I'm glad we got rid of him when we did and what Carrick has done, but there was a lot of occasions when we could have gone top four with Amorim. And post Christmas, Liverpool have dived, Villa have dived, Chelsea have dived. So whilst we may not have got in the top four, I don't think it would have been impossible.
No, but what we did then is we won the games where Amorim wasn't winning us the games. Yeah. So proof is in ultimately results. So why could we suddenly go to Arsenal, City with Carrick, and suddenly not just the shackles are off because we said, like, you have that immediate bounce, but we didn't just have an immediate bounce, but people were slagging off the Chelsea win. I don't give a shit if you go to Chelsea and beat a Chelsea side, wherever Chelsea side there is, it's a good win.
Defensively, that was a great performance, but even particularly from Everton.
Sunderland, we survived a few scares, but we looked so much better defensively with players who aren't particularly long term. You know, we all say the fullbacks need to be sorted. Maguire can only last on fumes so long. The shame is the De Ligt, which we heard and alluded to in the mag, that this is a career endangering. He's had an op today. Yeah. He could never play again for United, I really hope. But they've tried to like do everything, and he's now out. He's in real, like, this could be it for him. And that's a shame, because he's probably, he was.
He was our best defender. Yeah.
I think you started talking about Carrick as well, and this idea that he's got no philosophy or no style or nothing to... But I don't think that's true, and I know Middlesbrough didn't end well, but I think, you know, I understand he likes the ball, he likes his team to play with the ball. I think we've seen a bit of that. But I also think that add a bit of magic into it. With, like, the Liverpool game was magic. It was the old magic, because basically we should have beat them about 5-0. First half we should have been 4-0 up. What happened is they came back and it's 2-2. United don't win that game unless they're at Old Trafford, they've got all the stuff behind them, all the history, all the stuff, and Carrick buys into that. And no, I'm not going into
that. We wouldn't
have
won that game if it was Amorim.
No,
we'd have lost that game.
And I don't want to say, but I'm going to end up saying, but he's right, because he taps into something in the crowd, and you have the whole point of people saying, oh, it makes a difference when you're at home or when you're being supported, or we want people to support us. That's the point. Don't be afraid of tapping into it.
But for me, if you've got football is so short termism now. Amorim didn't last 18 months. Rosinha lasted 100 days. We will see in our lot, especially Sam's lifetime, you will see a manager probably not last 200 days here at one stage. So if you've got the players on side, do not fucking rock the boat. It would be the matter, like, I thought it'd almost be typical of United, so hopefully they have moved on, that they would have got rid of Carrick because some dickhead like Ratcliffe would have gone, oh no, no, no. The most logical thing, if you've got momentum, if you've got results, is to build on it. Get Enrique. If he wasn't available, then go, I'll tell you what, imagine if Carrick can keep this going. And if the players are happy, that's half your battle. I'm not saying it will work, but it would be the most United under Woodward thing to have done, to go, well, let's not see, because there's nothing, there's no chaos, there's no stories, there's no soap opera. There will be again, but for now, this summer is going to be the most normal un-United summer we've had in a long time.
Like you're saying about how
famous, yeah.
The thing you're saying about how, like, the turnover of managers is increasing. I said this the other day, it's very different, but it's sort of the same. Is look at politics and how prime, and I think it's social media, and I think it the same with, like, the way that we're churning through prime ministers is the same the way that football clubs are churning through, because there's nowhere to hide anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's got a voice, and it's just like people are worried about, like we were saying before, about that's why fanzines are important, because otherwise you're listening to the internet, which is just full of a lot of idiots who are just, yeah, that's what it is.
And you don't need, like, I've got mates who don't dip their toes in, you know, they go to the game, and this isn't a dip, this is a, like, enjoy themselves, fuck off, and then come in 2 weeks, and then that is it. That is their sole like we used to.
And that's what it used to be. That's like,
and
I know,
isn't like life, but like sometimes you see, like, so, there was, you know, but there's an Arsenal fan today going, I'm going to do something really crazy. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to drive to Budapest without a ticket, and shall I film it, and I'll record myself. And he's got thousands of people, it's got like 1 million people have seen this post, and someone has just put, it's what we fucking used to do, mate. You know, like, we got on a boat, we didn't have a ticket, we'd just fucking turn up. And it's like, but he's gonna film, you know, no one wants to see everyone having a shit, but everyone wants to now see everyone having a shit.
It's that fucking Schadenfreude, isn't it? It's that fucking car crash that you shouldn't watch, but you've got to.
What do you think of this season?
I think I was listening to what everybody had to say then, and I think, you know, you're talking about internet there and the influence it has on people's perceptions, or that helps them to form their opinions. If it was 30 years ago, just look around you when you're at the match, and this is, I appreciate there's fans all over the world who would love to be here week in, week out, get all of that, but have a look around you at the match, and since Hamlin's gone, the smiles on faces, on the pitch, fucking off the pitch, yeah, that tells you all you need to know. We can talk about fucking tactics. The reason we're all stood here with a pint of Guinness or whatever is because, let's be fair, we know fuck all about tactics, but we love that club. So, yeah. But when you're coming out of the ground, fucking last couple of seasons, I'm like, fucking pissed off.
No, it has.
It's supposed to be a release, and you don't expect to win every week. Be expected to see your team have a go and feel mildly entertained at the very least. I feel fucking way happier. And skipping into work, I work in Chester. There's a first year of Scousers. They're a lot fucking quieter this year. And may that long continue.
Well, that's the great, when United are winning and Liverpool, and I know it's not, they're probably, we're going to be very close at the end of the season, but for them, I seriously, this is fuck all I know about football. When they spent 400 million, and bought Isaac, I thought they're going to win the league again. I thought they're going to walk it. But that was the problem that they got into. But ultimately, why results? When I went, and it's been an unused season because Red News got access after being on the naughty step. We haven't changed content. We'll never change content. But it was a good mood. It seriously, like, I saw the squad coming through, and they were nice to me. And I thought, but results went to shit. But the one thing, when you say, I was so miserable when he was making the defender for defender, such an un-United, and I know we get bogged down in what's DNA, but when he was like 10 minutes to go, there's no gambling.
It was the running joke, wasn't it?
Yeah, defender, and that's for a defender, like, my system.
I stood by him until very late, didn't I? Because that's the thing, like, you're either really in for someone or you're really not, aren't you? And I just was like, give him chance, but then, like a year ago, like, obviously I was like, give him time, but then it got to the point where it's like, and
you know, for once on the record.
No, don't say it.
He's not listening anyway.
He's on his fucking phone.
He's not looking
at people having a shit on the internet.
But it was the right decision, and I'm glad that they did it
because fucking this season has been shit. What we need to mention with the Mondays, the fucking shit kickoff. We haven't had that many beers, you know, we haven't been to our usual places. I do feel like a hostage released into fucking daylight who goes, what the fuck were we thinking under Amorim? What the fuck? We did the right thing. Defend the manager.
Yeah.
When all evidence to the contrary, you know.
What
do you make?
I'm really bad for romanticising the start of the season. Like, the 2 or 3 months where you don't really have much to go off. I'm just itching. So whenever it gets to it and we start doing stuff, like, I'm a bastard for just falling in love with a player we signed before we even signed him, because I have fuck all better to do because we've not been winning things.
Do you enjoy the transfer window?
I love it. Yeah, but you know what? Fucking the problem is that he hates it. Do you know what though?
I can't wait for the fucker to.
I only enjoy it because every year I romanticise United surprising me and doing well.
Mbappe, because he's
no, he can fuck off. Him. Not a chance.
He was dropped. He's been dropped, isn't he?
But it's a thing where. So, like, this time last year when it was getting to summer, I was buzzing when we signed Cunha. I was really happy when we signed Mbeumo. I was intrigued when we signed Sesko. And I was fucking relieved.
Who the fuck's that goalkeeper?
And then, I was fucking relieved when we signed a goalkeeper. But I was telling myself that we'd do well. And after the Arsenal game, I thought we were going to do well. And then we went to the Fulham game. And then I was worried that we weren't going to do well. It was that quick.
But that's I don't find it a crime. We're fans. We're there to let off emotions. I honestly thought, I think we should get Martinez, you know, World Cup winner experience. They played a fucking blinder with that keeper, and hopefully, right. So that brings us nicely because we're already fucking 22 minutes in. So I'm going to go.
About his season,
what?
He's
on his phone. He doesn't even know.
You passed up on me when you asked me to rank the players before. You asked everybody else and not me. You just ignore me completely now. So I'm just totally used to it.
So three players then. Go on.
Save three players.
No, you're three players then.
Oh, it's too late. I'm over that now. still a cartwheel, really. I don't really understand what the Amorim experiment is about. Looking at a manager that, well, he wears the club merchandise and he's got a nice beard and he looks cool. I never got it. I don't like overcomplicating football. I completely agree with Steve when he's on here.
Did he keep the Paul Smith stuff, or did they ask for it back? Can you wash it? And
he's
then
definitely kept it all. Of course,
he has. Put it on Vinted, and Jim needs the money.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm quite happy that Carrick hopefully will get the job, and like Nathan said earlier in a WhatsApp group, he said it's nice that you know he's gonna only been offered a 2-year deal, as the rumours suggest. I think he's perfect, really. I think that this season's been really good, and I look forward to seeing us in the Champions League. Hopefully we can try and make what
but even that, like the other night when I said the music, I know, like, but you've got to be in it to win it. We won't win it, but fucking bring it on. Just to have this is how bad it's been over the last 10. Just to have because you guaranteed 2 decent ties out of that new system. One will be pony, but as I said, Albert said, I fancy the pony one. I said, so it won't be Bodo Glimt or Sheriff on a Europa night. Even Sheriff here on a real Betis, you know, how lovely would that be on a Champions League night?
Can I just say something, just following on what Sam said about the signings? I honestly believe, of all the clubs in the Premier League this season, Lammens has been the best buy.
Yeah.
For what he did for our defence and the team, and £20 million, £18 million, you know, I know there's been some big signings, but I actually think he's been the best signing.
He's
of any Premier League
player for player.
So, does anyone disagree with Carrick getting it? There's 8 of us.
No, I think it's good. Is it a 2-year contract with a possible? I think that's sensible. You know. Yeah. So yeah.
You're only as good. Like they may as well never give a manager a contract. You know, like every football manager should just be on a year rolling.
He doesn't need one, does he? Really, let's be honest. You could just pay him weekly.
Yeah, but
and he's so happy to be
on the
there.
Last.
So
dig.
Need a 2-year deal to give him some big contracts. And
but on the last dig about Amorim, you know, like when he said, and I get he's probably spiteful, you know, like that he thinks fuck them, but he came out with a no compensation. I don't want the Glazers to get it, but you know, like that almost, oh, I don't care, I'm not here for that. And then they bank the, you know, like all of them. Right, so buy or sell, and one word answer about the squad. Albert's written the names, thank you very much, Albert, but he has put Bayinda because we disputed who should be included. Bayinda, buy, sell, one word.
Backups. Keep buy. What, buy? 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 We've already got him.
Well, yeah.
Keep.
Sorry, keep. Keep or sell?
Buy, sell.
Yeah, keep him as a backup. He's all right.
I won't buy him again.
I've gone all, I've gone all David Dickinson. How much would you bid?
Keep.
Would you?
There
was nothing in that little run.
Sorry, I'm not talking about. We need two keep. We need
fucking hell.
We need two goalkeepers at the moment. I know that lad at Bristol's done really well, but I don't necessarily rate Bayindir amazing. But you can't get rid of him, so yeah.
On that Unana.
Fucking
I mean, fucking hell.
How?
So.
The worry is about some of these players is because we've got Champions League
and they get
the wages extra. Will go backwards.
I would sell, bring Vitek back from Bristol City because he'll get League Cup games and he'll get maybe Champions League one or two.
They so, rate him, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, so I, that's what I'd do.
Who are we talking about?
Bayinda.
I agree with Coggy. If he wants to stay in... Never play, but yeah.
I agree with Nathan. I agree with Tom. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say sell and get the young lads in. Oh, sell.
No, but one word. So it's sell. Sorry, I haven't explained this game. And then one word about them, then their season. Okay, right, yeah, Alex. Right, so we've gone on from that. Would you sell.
Get rid.
Sell and tall.
Right, mine is sell, and then thank God for Arsenal in the cup, all in one word. That was a year and a half ago, but right, Lemons are all going to keep, so one word to describe him this season.
Safe.
Steady.
Belgian.
Better than expected, in one word.
Calm.
Yeah, calming.
Calm.
Like him. Deleu.
Probably would. We're gonna keep him. We're gonna keep him. There's no point debating it. We're gonna keep him.
So one word on his season.
Okay.
Scapegoat.
Shoot is shit, and we need to get rid of him.
I think we'll keep him because there's bigger issues elsewhere.
Keep him, but tell him not to keep shooting.
I'd say scrutinised. I agree with Phil. I think too much said.
Keep as a squad player for the High Fives. What a lovely bloke. Could have and didn't hide from any questions. Read the interview. It's a proper fanzine interview. He probably got it. Mazrahi.
Keep. He's got Champions League experience. Yeah, that's one my word on him. It's okay.
Fine.
I'd keep. He can play right back, left back, or even the centre.
Squad depth.
Yeah, keeping the squad.
I'd sell him. I just think that we could get someone else instead.
Keep.
But I thought he was better. Maybe again, development, how it grows.
I know Dallo can be a bit like frustrating to watch at times, but one thing that you can't doubt is you never question how much he's left off the pitch, and I rate that. Whereas Mazraoui, he can go missing in a game, and we've got two fringe right backs. We don't know which one we like more. We've got two right backs that, to be honest, we need to get rid of altogether. But would I rather keep the one that occasionally does a few step overs, or the one who always works his bollocks off? Albeit sometimes he's right footed with two left feet, I give you that. However,
he's got an high five.
Do you know what? if every player that pulled on a United shirt worked as hard as him, then we'd be in a much better position the last few years.
It's just sad that he's not got the fucking ability to go with it. I think he does though.
He's a massive. He's again like the team, a confidence player. When the team's doing all right, you don't right. You don't really.
He'll be a World Cup winner next season when he comes back.
Well, that's maybe end on who's going to win the World Cup. The one thing on Mazraoui, and maybe on a better squad, if we get Mazraoui for Bayern, was a very decent player, and we've not seen that Bayern level. Maybe we will. With better players around him, who he's passing to, you know, right. So De Ligt is, you know, it's out of the question, but I would say, like, someone sent a message straight, and we alluded it to him, but sent. His career could be over 3 months ago from United, and he hasn't played since. Maguire, he's staying, so that's done. One word, I'm going to go yeah. Maguire.
Yeah, absolutely key. 100%.
No, that is done, isn't it?
So, yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But one word,
solid.
Anfield.
Yeah, reliable.
Reliable. Key.
No, but what's your word about him? Don't you like him?
He's okay, yeah.
He's more than okay. He's more than okay.
Winger.
Resilient.
Leon.
Is that some shit for me?
And for Leon, I know it's verging into last season. Martinez, I'd go controversial. I'd sell and I'd cash in if we could cash in. I'd just say headless. And like, initially you like that South American headlessness, yeah, but it's like a bit tiring when you're on the you know, not their hair pulling, that's bollocks, but just like the injuries more, and like he's not managing his body very well.
I'm
not paid fucking 100 grand a week to manage my body.
I'd 100% keep Martinez. I think he's great when he's fit. I know he's not always fit, and Nathan's probably going to mention that, but I really like him. I think he's a great player.
I think he's done. I think it's sad, but I was really pissed off that Heaven got shunted for him at the weekend, because I think Heaven's done nothing wrong, and I love him for what he's done. Get out my face. I love him for what he's done. I think he might be finished. So, sell.
But there could be an argument, and I do, you know, he's the best ball playing defender we got. He shapes it when he is fit. But for what he's done, what has he actually done for it?
Not much. I mean, anybody who pulls air like a girl in a fight, you know, we should get rid of. I'd get rid. I think if you're keeping De Ligt, you get rid of Martinez. If De Ligt out goes, you keep Martinez for another season.
I've said it for a while. I think his time's up. I think it's a liability when he's on the pitch, and he's hardly on the pitch at all. You need your players on the pitch. There's no point in spending hundreds of thousands of pounds a week on people that are never there. I'd keep him. I mean, the only thing is, I think he slows the game down for us.
In a good way, yeah. But
I think we'll want a different sort of way of playing next year, and I think it'll be more from the back, faster out of the back.
It's got to be. The one thing with Sunderland, in the modern game, you've got to switch play and move it forward, and we still take too often.
But if you're playing in Europe, you need a decent squad.
Yeah.
And really decent squad.
If we're only going to buy three or four with the money we've got available, we need four to stay that you debate to play to cope with all those extra games. And then you're going to need four kids coming through to be the numbers on the bench in the Champions League.
What was we on about? Is it Martinez?
See, if it was like, if someone could promise me that we'd get someone in to replace him, who I think would have a similar impact and be a mainstay, like starting, then yeah, I'd get rid. But I worry that we'd do that Man United thing where we'd get rid of someone when they're playing all right to get a replacement in who's going to end up not being as good. And that's my concern, so I don't know.
It'd have been nailed on keep for me if he could do a fucking three quarters of a season, whether it be suspension, mainly injury. I know you could argue that you know, it's not his fault getting injured, but it keeps happening. You wonder about his longevity now.
Malassi is next, and Nick's just put like down the cut. Right, we've got to be very quick because we've got to be very quick now. Dorgu, you're going to have to shout. Dorgu, no, but encouraging. A player I didn't think was in there has shown it, and like. And to say, like, as people were saying, we missed Dorgu, fucking hell, that showed. Yoro, I maintain people have got on his back. I think there's a decent player. There have been wobbles. You're going to get that as a kid level. But the one, but that happens as a kid, that Heaven looks probably better now than he did a year ago. Whereas, but he's very good on the ball. It's whether, can he develop in the air? I thought he did all right against Leeds and they called me off because of the last 20 minutes. I get it, but short.
Sell.
You did it. Really? You're with that again.
Try and cash in after a good season. If you could try and get a little bit of cash for him.
No, that's
it. If someone comes in with a decent bit after a decent season,
they're not going to
fit. But if
Chelsea, all these fucking young kids, keep some of your older players. That's your problem, you young people. You don't appreciate us older people.
You keep him. But like no, you need to sign someone as the long
term replacement. I've never bomb it.
Always fit for England, never fit for United selling.
But the standards. One. No, that's a year. That's a year
that.
Ago.
I'll never forgive him.
Or 2 years selling. Ago. But the one selling. Thing I would. We're not going to get him playing this many games again,
stop
probably.
About
but where he lacks. Even in a good season, and he has been good, is he's not as good bombing forward. Right, Heaven, I thought excellent.
Yeah.
Mount, I'd sell.
I think if we can get some money for him, I'd sell him.
And it's such a disappointment because another, like, he's worse than Mata. Mata, you know, we never really saw Chelsea Mata at United Mata, but he had something. Mount, yeah, he's okay, and when he comes on, I see, you know, you bet where is he, you know?
He has struggled with injuries as well.
But sometimes, like, becomes a...
The thing is with Mount, he's a number 10, and we've got a plethora of number 10s, haven't we? You know,
but
we've got too many.
But then you also think we're going to have a lot... We're going to hopefully have a lot more games next season.
So maybe.
Do you keep him?
And I don't. And if you're only going to get like 15 million, then it's pointless.
I'd keep him for the very fact that we're in Europe and we need a bigger squad. And there is something in there if we can get him back up to what he was.
Fernandez, outstanding.
Yeah.
Out fucking standing. Has even out Bruno this year.
And I didn't expect it, to be honest. I'll be honest, I didn't think it would be.
No, I contemplated selling him.
Yeah,
it's fair play to Carrick.
Shame on me.
Yeah, it's fair play to Carrick, though, isn't it, really, to say playing him further forward. He's really got the best out of him. He's playing those quick passes now. What a joy to watch.
What, Bruno?
Yeah.
Keep holding him.
I hope that by the time this gets released, because this is the post one, that he's got
stayed,
two more assists. No, that he's got two more assists.
But also stays, because... Andy's inferred that it's not 100% given that he would stay this. Casemiro.
Sad to see him go, really.
It's the right moment.
Trap him here.
Would you?
Yeah, just for a year. Hold him to ransom. Just keep holding.
Someone put a good point that, like, when he's ready for a World Cup, suddenly you see the spell. And then when the World Cup's over, you see me and, you know, like, my gut in the United shirt. He's done what he's, you know, like, we've got out of him and he's got out of us. And it has been special. You know, fair fucks. I love the singing. I love he gets it. He does get it. He's properly buzzed his tits off. And he's also tried.
It's like, that's what, like, you want to leave on a high, don't you? Leave people wanting more.
Yeah.
And the best thing is with Casemiro, without a doubt, is we need to do whatever we can as a club to make him an ambassador for Man United off the pitch now, because for the fact is he's proven the point of coming down from Real Madrid down. He's shown how much he loves this club and how much he gets it and blah blah blah. That is a sales pitch to use him and go, someone like Casemiro has won it all. He's been so prolific at club football. He has to be the salesperson to pitch for other players coming forward to go, no,
he's also, he said,
what an advocate he is.
I know he's done a round of interviews, but he said that.
So let him go now.
This is the most he's felt home. More than Madrid. Imagine, you know, like. Yeah, and like.
Use that to pitch to other players.
Right, Ugarte.
giving away.
Driving to the airport. The one thing is, Amorim did say in his infamous after Bilbao that he called out Garnacho, which people would argue about, but he also said you're not the same player, that, and like whatever it is, whether it's sometimes it happens. I said the French World Cup squad not on this level, but mad that Pogba's totally out. You know, like the French World Cup video is fantastic. Pogba's just gone. Right, Manu, fair fucks, lad. Love him. Brilliant, and more to come.
Future captain.
Oh.
I reckon. My dad thinks the same as well. Think about it. Give it like what, 7 years. If he's gonna follow the same footsteps as when Rashford was his age, and you've got the idea that he's gonna be at the club all his life, why shouldn't he be?
What I liked about the goal against Leicester.
Romantic in you coming out again.
I loved about the Liverpool goal was because Carrick said I'm not giving him anything in the first month. He needs to play. I'm not telling him anything. But that goal against Liverpool was like, where am I going to be? Where should I run? Make the run. Like little things that show he's a tidy, intelligent player. And then when the tidiness becomes expansive, whoa, let's see. But fucking brilliant. And if he'd have sold him.
I've said it on the pod before that I don't understand football, but I don't understand how Maynou, he never did anything wrong for me. There was never a game under Amorim where he thought he's the problem. It never made sense
to
me.
I wonder if you saw after Liverpool he went like to infer percentages, or you know, I wonder if that was a little dig that Adamarin said, you know, you're just...
He didn't have to play him, let's be real about it though. He tried to have him as a holding midfielder, and that's not what he's always his strong side.
This mainly at Nick, couldn't you? Because you're not... I think he's been okay.
I think he's been okay. I think he gets the club. I think he's got a good attitude. Do I think he's good enough? No, I don't. I don't think he should. And I think you'll find that out next season in the Champions League.
Really? Yeah. Couldn't you? Nick's not as
I'm, not sold
I'm a fan. I'm not.
Oh, he's got it. Oh, next season he will be the player. Oh. No, he will be the player for United.
This is
next
why you
year.
Don't drink a lot.
I've got to say, to be fair, with in my circumstances, which is different to all yous, I've not seen United win a league since I was in primary school. So I've spent all the years when I could have a beer at the game with my dad walking back thinking I should have fucking saved my money. And I've got to say that just like Maynou and a few others on that list, like, I mean, I don't know actually, Fernandes, Casemiro, there's a few players and I can count on about four hands how many of them that in recent times for me as growing up as a United fan in my late teens, one of the few players that seems like a United player that I could think of and be like, he reminds me of someone I watched as a kid. Whereas, mate, I've seen some fucking shite when I should have been enjoying having a beer at the game.
But that sums it.
No. You what?
No. Oh, bollocks.
I've said it. I don't care.
I think you sometimes say things.
Seriously, though. $65 million on him in the summer. Isn't he a $65 million player?
Couldn't you remind him of Martial?
No, I was on my own with Amorim and look what happened.
No, you're not. I'm not putting him in Eric's bracket, but I'm putting him on someone who arrives at United.
Nick said that Ronaldo would be good when he came back as well. So,
but he looks at Old Trafford and goes, not on Eric's skill, you know, but goes, this is my level. And also the celebration, the buzzing tits off. Right, Xerxes.
Bundle him with Malassia and sell them together.
The thing is, what I don't... I'm being disrespectful, but why doesn't he have the impact as a sub? Say that Fellaini. No, but the Palace goal, was that just instinctive? The Palace goal was very good. No, that was a great goal. But we don't see it enough.
He knows he's leaving. And he's done. Right.
Ahmad, I'd keep. AFCON defected him.
I wouldn't sell, but I'd keep an eye on him.
But what? Why is Ahmad not taking men on anymore?
He's been crap since Nathan interviewed him.
Why is Ahmad not taking men on anymore?
Tired.
Right, and Bremo. disappointed since, but is an impact player.
Good 6
assists. Yeah, but still scores, still assists. And the one thing is, I don't want going forward him to be the. He's the fall guy for Carrick. We all, every manager had him. With Fergie, it was Hughes. You know, he's the one I'm taking off. He's the one I'm taking off. You don't need to have the same player you're going to take off. Sometimes.
I love him. I think he's quality.
And puts the effort
in. I think the way that, even at like, so when I was at Chelsea away, and even though he had a relatively quiet game, the few times where United gained a bit of momentum in that game came from him making those runs in behind, getting United to just force the ball up top, keep the ball in the opposition's half around their box. And that's something that he doesn't. That's something that Ahmad did, but Ahmad's not. And I think if he had a good opposite who could come on for him,
yeah,
I think a lot of stress would have been taken off him.
When the ball's played through to him,
yeah,
when he's on goal, you know where it's going to end up. Right, Sesko to end this.
He's going to be...
Done better than I thought.
Sesko, brilliant.
No, but he's done better than I thought he would.
The players that were doing the rounds in that position, it still makes me laugh. Jokeres, fucking Liam Delap and Sesko. We have won.
He's a young kid. He's only going to get better. Yeah.
He's good.
And handled a lot of shit. You know, the Tim Sherwood stuff at Burnley. Yeah. You know, he should leave the pitch at half time and never put on a United shirt again. Yeah. To a fucking youngster. Yeah. Well, that again is the soundbite nature of football. You can't just comment anymore. And I'm glad Carragher got called out for the Casemiro leave the football when the football leaves you. Right, that's the squad. We're Manchester United. When are we going to win the league again?
Next year.
On that note.
Hopefully before I die.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Fucking hell.
Next year then.
Me too. Hopefully before I die as well.
I would like... Listen, it depends on the signings, doesn't it? But I'd like to think that we'll be in contention within 2 years. But whether we're winning or not, I don't know.
I'd say a couple of years.
I say aim for second next year and see what... Yes, yeah, I do actually. When I'm giddy, I've had a pint. I could honestly. Nick, where's Nick? Has he gone? Nick sent a good. Someone had done a photo. I can't. Nathan, you're better at this. That someone had done the 6 managers since Fergie permanent. And Nick put it as it's like Henry VIII's wives, where they go beheaded.
Divorce, beheaded, died, divorce, beheaded, survived.
So it works out by the Henry VIII logic that Michael Carrick is going to win us the fucking league.
If we sign Danny Welbeck, we'll do it.
Oh, well, yeah, 100%. Who's going to win the World Cup? Does anyone give a shit?
Portugal.
No chance.
Portugal.
No, France. France.
It won't be France. Spain will win it.
France is midfield.
Who's going to win the World Cup?
Donald Trump.
Fucking hell. It better not be Infantino.
Remind me who's in it again.
Red News are playing at this rate. Right, cheers everyone. Again, don't want this to be the last pod we ever do. Support the mag. Thank you. To end the season, happy, we're all smiling. That is a start. It's not United. Glory, glory. Who's going to win the World Cup, Nick?
France.
And Carrick's not getting beheaded. I was trying to use your Henry VIII analogy.
Have you explained that to people?
Well, badly.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Oh, well, I think we're going to win a lot with him. Just based on that. Based on, as we always say, those who don't understand history are deemed to repeat it. That is your evidence there of Henry VIII's wives. Carrick is now a successor to win a lot.
We've had more than 6 managers since Fergie.
Yeah, but just that.
So why was it just that, the same one after Fergie?
Just that.
If you're basing it on that.
Because we're forgetting David Moyes because he doesn't fit my narrative.
I thought it was actually we've had 6. I lose track. Do you want to stand in the rain again next year?
No, I don't want to stand in the rain this year or any of the other years. I'm being completely honest.
Final words,
I will do. 425 is the number, isn't it? Really? Just the one. Just to get to. We've got to get to 40 years. Please get us to 40 years. Even if it's nothing more than that, and I hope it is, don't get me wrong, but 40 years, though, is just significant for any fan team when you see the ones that have fallen apart like they are at the moment and not being able to do it. So many great clubs have lost them. I think we genuinely need it. And
we've
what
had
football club, what support.
We've had a laugh this year as well. We've had, like, it's been shit the Monday. We're smiling. We've had Everton, fucking good goons, Anfield, Chelsea, Emirates, here. We've had some good moments. So far outweigh the Grimsby's. And if you'd have said after Grimsby when, like, I just, the scars of Unana, just the poor sod, he was a fucking poor sod. If you'd have said, you'd have finished third, build it. It's not the finished, but fuck it. We're Manchester United, and if we get a little bit of that back, bring it on. To no further acclaim, we have a competitor for Nick's shit quizzes that we do not yet know, but we've actually got pieces of paper if this is shit or not. But welcome, Coggy. What is the name of this game that we're all going to play? And people at home get a pen and paper.
Hang on a minute. First of all, I had a Bruce Forsyth mask for mine with the eyes cut out.
And then we noticed. Game. I can't even remember
Coggy
that.
Coggy doesn't have a mask for this.
Yeah, can't so see that on a podcast. Everyone knows that Barney, that Coggy might be wearing a face mask of another.
You call Coggy Barney. All bald men do not look alike, Nate.
Yeah. So Nick adapted a game for children. This is for the adults. And yes, people at home can get a pen and paper. They can join in.
Right.
And okay. It's called Rank the Player.
Right. And will it be Rank? And on a side note of the baldies, hell this week has been crazy. Bald men getting hit by hell is a phenomenon. It actually hurt, and I was going, ow, 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 as hell hit my head.
Just move on.
Right, come on then, Colin.
Okay.
How many things do we need to write? 10?
Yeah, I'll explain. Let Sam get here. Just let Sam get a beer. And then we'll play.
Come on, Sam, hurry up.
I feel like this could be really long.
Should we talk about the game last night that we went to?
No.
All right, okay.
Because this will be out in 2 weeks' time. So we've got a pod on Sunday. I'll get into that. Right, Coggy.
Okay, so the rules of this are very simple. Okay, so if you're sat at home or driving your car, get a piece of paper and a pen.
Not if you're driving
your
car.
Pull on. No.
Have a can.
I've done this while I've
get
been
a get a Toblerone.
Don't you worry. Yeah, the police
drive to Dundee.
Anyway. Right, so I'm going to give you the names of 10 United players, the midfielders or forwards, and you've got to rank them how good they are as United players. However, I'll only give you one name at a time, and then you have to put your answer down.
Oh, okay? And we can't cross it out.
No, can't cross it out.
Blind rankings.
Okay.
Right. That's what they call it.
So they're all players that played in the Premier League, so any of our younger
members... Boo. Football existed before 92.
So help out the younger members like Sam and many of your other listeners. So the first player is... Paul Scholes. Where do you rank
him? Oh. Jesus, this is good. You should do more of these.
Okay. Second one, remember, these are forwards and midfield players. The second one, Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Are we allowed to like say where we're putting them as we go along? I'm going like Nick. I've gone Scholes fourth and Ruud fifth.
Skulls.
You've gone two for Skulls.
I've gone Skulls.
Skulls three, Ruud six. Skulls three, Ruud five. Ruud eight. Is it because he didn't win things?
No, I'm just waiting to see. I'm heading right.
I think everybody's put Skulls at four. Yeah.
The third one, Wayne Rooney.
Premier League, so Premier League. I've got to save a space for Eric.
It might not be in.
Exactly.
It's a 10 year
you're going to be stuck with it.
It's going to be Dong up top number one.
Coggy may not have put Cantona in just to piss you off, mate. Number four, Ryan Giggs.
Go, this is good. Hookie said, I'm easily pleased. I am easily pleased, yeah. Right, so where are the update? I've gone Rooney 2, Skulls 4, Ruud 5. Giggs, badly spelt, six. Giggs second, Skulls third.
Exactly the same.
Oh!
Well, I've got Rooney, Skulls, Giggs four.
We haven't finished any of the bottom ones. Oh, you've gone Rooney two, Giggs three, Nick. Phil?
Coggy's going to do us all.
I've got Rooney two, Giggs nine.
He is going to save two whoppers for the end. He is. It's going to be over 10.
Next one, fucking Mark Hughes.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, he's got to be three there. Got to save the first for Eric, and if it's over 10, do you...
What happens if he's not in it?
For the listener, Coggy's just giggling to himself, knowing what's coming.
Right, I've gone Hughes three.
Yeah.
Gemma.
The next one,
Cleverson.
Brian Robson.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, no. So Robson seven. Oh, Robbo's top there.
You said Premier League, didn't you?
Yeah. Right. So Robson's gone 10th on mine, right at the bottom, because it's Premier League. Sure
what, you're judging him on the Premier League?
That's what I'm doing, yeah. So for me, he's gone 10th.
Yeah. Right.
We're not talking about how they played in Premier League, just the
not as United players, but the Premier League.
Oh, there you go. That's just screwed your system.
Not really, no. We said Premier League. I'm sticking with
the next one. He's just Michael Carrick.
Oh, well, sorry, Michael, but I'm going 10 there.
Fucking hell.
Well, because he was a great player, but everyone has been a wonderful player.
He's going to be a swat here.
Until he's going to fuck.
The next one, Roy Keane.
Jesus. Well, fittingly, I'm going to have Robbo at 7, Keane at 8, because we're blessed to have seen both, but I'd still have Robbo over Keane. Just that.
Has anybody put anybody for number one yet?
No.
Rooney's got to number one.
Rooney there.
I had to go with Robson. 2-6.
You won't like my list, I'll hide it from
you. The penultimate one, Ronaldo.
Oh.
That's why we were saving
Sam's spot. Fucking hell. Ronaldo, 9th.
That's why we were saving Sam's spot.
Did Nathan have 10 spare for Ronaldo there? Oh, you're not putting Ronaldo number one.
Yeah.
No, Nathan.
He's not my favourite, but he's on paper the only one who's won. Yeah, I do, yeah. But
is United's best ever
number 10?
Hang on. Ronaldo 9. It's got to be Eric.
Number 10. He was that good, they named him twice. Oh, no. No. Number 10 is Cantona.
Yes. Oh, saved him for one.
Fitting that you make number 7 on my
good.
List.
Right, Cantona 1, Rooney 2, Hughes 3, Scholes 4, I've fucked this, Rude 5, Giggs 6, Robson 7, Keane 8, Ronaldo 9, Carrick 10. But if I had to do it in a proper order, I'd probably go... Depends, isn't it? Because people who didn't see Eric wouldn't appreciate just the impact and how the totally changed United and how, like... He was just a game changer for the modern United, what we achieved.
You could give a case for all of those to be 1, 2, or 3, couldn't you, really? I mean, do you know, when you do a list like that, you realise how fortunate we've been
to see those
play football.
Yeah. Yeah, but even in the shit times, we've been blessed with some of who we've seen in the last 10 years, really. Yeah. I maintain.
Put it behind me here, this pencil.
Right, here's the question. That was good.
Only good.
Who would you have as your top three?
It was better than
the Knicks. Oh, 1,000%.
I quit. You know what? I've got the Max at my house on Sunday. And
it's going to rain. Who would you have as your 1, 2, 3 without? I'd go...
Cantona.
I love Cantona, but I'd probably still... Robbo, time makes the high... How good Robbo was.
Oh, Cantona. Ronaldo. And then Robson, I think.
I'd go Robson, Cantona, and Rooney. I'd go Rooney, even though Ronaldo was technically the best player I've ever seen. Rooney.
I think I can argue a case for the top four. I've got Robson, Giggs, Scholes, Rooney, but seeing Eric at the bottom, it doesn't sit well with me, that.
No. May you hang your head in shame that Cantona is 10.
Absolutely fucking season to get revoked.
Mine's just a fucking car crash, to be honest with you. When you started saying so good they named him twice, I thought, fucking get in. I've saved 10th open. But no, balls did up.
Who would you go for your top three?
Top three? For what I've seen of United, probably the three that are there, which is Scholes, Ronaldo and Rooney, for what I've seen, them three.
Nathan?
So mine is Ronaldo, Rooney, Cantona. I'd probably have Rooney, again, for our age bracket. I probably would pick Rooney at top, just, and then I'd go Ronaldo and Cantona. Those three.
Only because they're similar players to art, like I was. Roy Keane, Brian Robson and Paul Scholes.
Phil?
I got Cantona, Rooney, Keane as my top three. I think I'd have Cantona, Rooney, Ronaldo, but he's for football ability.
Yeah.
It's up because we're going to the do and hopefully we'll get some words with Wes for the start of next season. But like I was looking at O'Shea, not putting O'Shea in the top 10, but O'Shea and Wes Brown highlights, and you look at the leap and how the cross from Wes Brown in Moscow wasn't actually that good. And he meant, but it's out, years go by, who do you remember? Like, because the memories fade.
Yeah.
Ronaldo, like the Portsmouth goal. No, but like Hookie was saying, like how many games he doesn't remember because he's been to so many. Like, how many were like, but when you say Rooney, I could list probably 10 goals off the top of my head. Well, I couldn't actually do that with Ronaldo.
Really?
Well, I could name, you know, like the Spurs 5-2. I was not in the Champions League, Porto away. But. Yeah, but I'd probably name
more,
Rooney.
That's why it's easier to do. He's got 100 more goals. And Robbo, we're
blessed. Right, thank you for that, Coggy. So that was Coggy's quiz. I'll leave it up to you if you liked it. But this could be... So this is the final pod of the season. We hope we reach target. And when we do, we'll do a thank you one. But we don't know that yet. We want you to support the mag. Keep something independent. Something I think is important at MUFC. Lives will go on around it. But if you keep Red News here for another season, it makes a little tiny bit of difference. So I'm going to ask everyone why Red News should be here next season and why people should take that extra effort after you listen to this to go and sub and support the campaign.
Well, from what I hear, as I heard last night as well, as your mate Paul so lovely said, I want to see you lot suffer again for another season being stood there in the rain. Thanks for that. Really appreciate that. So, there you go.
Phil?
It's funny.
That goes to that Phil Wright. Phil Wright, Phil's is the green page on the mag. And every time I say, make it funny, Phil, and he does, it is funny. But there's... if you follow Phil's articles, they are, like the editorial, earnest. That could be our middle name. Nathan?
I just think, like we say, it's just... It's important that there's a proper voice that isn't tied to toeing any lines.
Coggy?
I agree with Nathan on that one.
It's interesting, independent, funny. It's a good opportunity to meet up with you and other people.
Sam?
I think it's an integral part of the match day experience, to be honest. I mean, I've been coming for 21 years now since I was a little one, so when I was a little kid, I wanted to sell fanzines.
Do you want to sell fanzines?
How much are you paying an hour?
Not very much. Do you want to stand in the rain for a year?
Yeah, I don't mind about that.
So. Imagine that fucking hour in the rain.
Right, Barge.
You
are a subscriber.
I am. Well, I've not... full disclaimer, I've not yet subscribed for next year, but I will be doing. I think we were talking earlier, before you started recording, about the likes of Goldbridge, Brent, call him what you want. It's important, I think, that genuine views of United fans who go watching United, the genuine community, there's a voice for them. Because otherwise, them fucking helmets on the internet are seen as the voice of and the perception and the opinion of United fans. It's important that doesn't become the case.
Thanks, lads. I do think we'll make it, and I flapped last year, so I'm not going to. But I do have sleepless nights. But I do want to do one more year, and I don't want this to be the last time you ever hear the podcast or read the mag. If it is, I will say nothing but thank you for everyone who's made it to 39 years. And if this is it, then. Just so humbled. What a fucking laugh. What a journey. And to the people I miss every single day, thanks to everyone who helped make it. But if you want to keep us here, log off, whatever you do, and just sub now. And we will see you hopefully then in a month or two. Cheers, everyone.